This podcast is a Modahub Media production.
Hello everyone, hello guys. You're welcome to another episode of the Just a Little Filtered podcast. My name is Benita and I'm your host. If you're joining for the first time, if you're listening for the first time, you're welcome to the Just a Little Filtered pod fam. And I'm so pumped and so glad to be back again on another episode. And I feel super pumped, especially because I feel like it's been a good week so far, even though it's been hectic. It's been so busy. I've been barely getting any sleep. It's been so hectic and it's been so hot. Hectic and hot. That has been the theme for my week so far. And when it's, I don't know if I'm the only one, when it's really hot, I feel like my brain just like frizzles or something. Like it starts malfunctioning. Like I literally can't sleep. I work all day and you'd feel like when I eat my bed, I should just close my eyes and go to sleep. But no, I'm up the major part of the night just trying to fight for my life with this heat, and it's just bad. Last night though, we got some cool rain and some breeze and I was literally in heaven. I don't think I've been happier to see rain fall before. Like I was ecstatic. It was so cool and I feel like for the first time this week I actually got some much needed rest. And besides that, I feel like this week I've been able to do most of the things that I've put down on my to-do list. I've been at least surpassing the 50% mark, which is usually the average, to be honest. And I've been picking at like 80% of the things on my to-do list, even 90% sometimes, which is something. And if you do to-do list, you know that even though it all helps to write down what you want to do and streamline what you want to do, it's not always easy to eat it all at once. So for me, the fact that I was able to do the majority of the things I wrote down has been really helpful this week for me. I feel like it's been a productive one and I'm definitely in high spirits because of that. And I feel like I'm a little obsessed with to-do lists, to be honest. I've been writing them since I was a teenager and they really help a lot with efficiency. They help you coordinate things more. Now, I really can't function without having a written plan or something of what I want to do, even if it's just a list of the things so I know them. Because before you know it, so many things can creep up on you from different angles and you just lose sight of like the base things that you even want to do. And before you know it, you're like, oh my god, I was supposed to do this. That's how you forget to do things, people, when you don't like put them down. And this is life. It's not going to respect the fact that you have this and this to do mentally noted in your head. It's going to come at you with different things that you didn't expect and then you get sidetracked. So I'm definitely a fan of writing to-do lists. And I know it's possible to write it on the phone, the notes app. I use the Binos app a lot. But for my to-do list, I just like writing them on my journal, writing them in my journal, writing them on paper, because I get the satisfaction from getting to tick them off, strike them off. That's the most satisfying part about writing to-do lists. It's really that's part of what motivates me during the day. Because when I look at the list and then there's nothing ticked off or there's nothing for me to tick off, which means I still have a bunch of things to do, it's just very, very depressing. Now, before I go off on the list of promoting to-do lists, which I will really advise you to do if you don't do it already, just don't make them too long because then it kills the purpose of writing a to-do list, which is to increase your efficiency. When your to-do list becomes so long, because when I first started writing to-do lists, I was much younger, I used to write everything. I'll write, brush my teeth, take my bath, eat breakfast. Like I used to write literally every minute detail in that to-do list. Then the list would be so long and it would just start looking like, oh my god, there is no way I'm doing everything that I wrote down on this list. Try to like group things that can be done together, or try to see, okay, can I do this today, do that tomorrow, to make it more efficient. The shorter the list is, or the shorter it's organized, the more efficient it's going to be. A long to-do list is not going to be of use. It's not going to help your efficiency at all. It's going to weigh you down instead. So just try to make it shorter. But yes, let me not go off on the tangent of to-do lists for today. And today I'm also feeling really good because this is going to be the fourth episode out for this year, and I'm just keeping up at it much better than last year, and I'm really settling into the groove of it, you know, both the recording, the editing. I used to love editing before, then I started getting intimidated by it, but now I'm back in the groove, and I'm even working on my second podcast that I've been working on for a while, although that's a more business focused podcast. So I have a bunch of episodes recorded, there's a bunch of really insightful interviews recorded, just working on setting everything up to release it. Yeah, it's a different speed from this one, but it feels good to be back working on this. For those who have been listening to me, you guys know I've been off and on for a couple of years now, 4 years, five, and I feel like this year is the most at it I've been, the most consistent I've been, the most passionate I've been about it, and it just feels really, really great to be able to come here every week, record and put out the episodes, and it feels satisfying, honestly. I'm glad that I'm getting to do it. I'm glad that I'm keeping to the promise I made to myself that I'm going to stick to this podcasting thing, because I really do love doing it, and playing the comparison game sometimes, it can be a really downing thing to do to oneself. And in the first place, the reason why I started going off and on was because I felt like, okay, I wasn't in the perfect place then. I wasn't in the perfect space. I didn't have the perfect setup and everything. And this year, I just realized, waiting for the perfect this, perfect that, it just causes delays, you know. And as long as you have the means to start something that you want to do, start it if you can. If you have the means to start, no matter how little it is, start it, because you never know if you starting with the little you have is what's going to send across the message that, oh, okay, this person really can handle more if giving more, because the energy you put out there is most of them what you will receive, you know. So I just decided to follow that route, and really, it's truly paying off, honestly. Sometimes people waste their whole lives waiting for the perfect time to do something, and the perfect time never comes, and you know, that's just how it goes. Sometimes you have to make that perfect scenario for yourself, you know, even if you have to start imperfectly. So at the risk of sounding like a motivational speaker, do not always wait for the perfect time or the perfect moment. If you have the little means to do something that you truly want to do, start in that moment, and it's become the perfect moment. And before you know it, what you've envisioned, you'll even get something bigger than that. And I truly believe that. But without further ado, let's start getting to the groove of the episode. You know, I like to start off with a little throwback in time. And the last episode, I introduced the new element, which was the question of the episode. I also have a fun question of the episode for this episode, so stay tuned for that one. I'm also introducing a new segment for this episode, and it's called the watch list. So I'm just going to share with you guys what are the movies or shows that are on my radar at the moment, and give you guys a little story time. And I feel like it's a win-win. If you're fans of these things already, you get to see a different perspective, and if you're not, you get to enjoy story time. And I feel like I really enjoy that a lot, especially for shows that I've not seen. Like listening to reviews of people that have seen the show can sometimes be even more interesting than seeing the thing itself. So that's a new element that I'm going to be introducing, so we'll see how that goes. But without me delaying any longer, let's check out some things that happened way back when. On this episode of the Way Back When segment, we have a bunch of things from comets to the Titanic to Google. So let's get started. During this week, 20 years ago in 2004, Google launched Gmail. So Gmail was launched during this week in 2004. Which I guess is mind-blowing. Google, the Gmail app, the Gmail service is 20 years old. Can you imagine? And I wonder what it must have been like during the first few months that people used it. Because Yahoo has existed for a while now. So I wonder how it must have been. Were people excited to try out the new service? Were people skeptical? Because I feel like a lot of people still retained their Yahoo mails. Even till this day, my mom being one of those people. but that's one fun tidbit for you to bite on. Now, during this week in 1997, 27 years ago, Hale-Bopp is seen passing at perihelion. Now, Hale-Bopp was a comet that passed through a long period comet that passed through perihelion during this week in 1997, and it was one of the most widely observed comets of the 20th century and one of the brightest seen for many decades. So that must have been fun times for people who were able to see that, because these things don't just happen every day. So that must have been an exciting one. I mean, it was a big one and a really bright one, because some are not as visible, but a lot of people must have seen this and it must have been really exciting. Now, this happened 40 years ago in 1984, and it's not as fun. Singer Marvin Gaye was shot to death by his father in his home in Los Angeles, and this happened 40 years ago during this week. And Marvin Gaye is seriously one of my best artists. I love his music, I love his songs. I grew up listening to them, and I'm an old school music type of girly. Like, I listen to new music, but I love old school music, especially like soul, R&B, old school like this. And Marvin Gaye is definitely one of my top five when it comes to that. And I did not first know how he passed, because I mean, I was young, but as I grew older, my mom told me the story of what happened, and it just felt sad. It's a sad way to pass for someone who was such a great artist, who was so loved by so many people. To be killed by his father was really indescribable, and I seriously wonder how said father must have felt, you know, to be the one responsible for such a horrible thing. But that happened 40 years ago, but his music still lives on, definitely lives on my Spotify playlist. For those who do not know, Marvin Gaye was born on April 2nd of 1931 and he died on April 1st 1984, just a day to his birthday. During this week in 1976, 48 years ago, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak found Apple Computer Inc. So 48 years ago, that's when Apple got founded, and now a lot of us are using Apple watches, the iPhones, the MacBooks, the AirPods, and a whole bunch of things. And it was started 48 years ago. Look how big it is now. That's why I say, start what you want to do, start it today. It may not be the best circumstances, but you never know how it's going to grow, how big it's going to become. The sooner you start, the sooner you know, isn't it? But this 48 years ago, Apple was founded. That is definitely a fun bit right there. This happened 100 years ago in 1924. I seriously just couldn't skip this one, because I mean, 100 years ago in 2024, this happened in 1924, so I just had to include this. During this week in 1924, Adolf Hitler is sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for his participation in the Beer Hall Putsch, but he spent only 9 months in jail. So not so fun, but that happened 100 years ago, so I had to include it. Now, this one happened 112 years ago in 1912. During this week in 1912, the Titanic begins sea trials. I mean, I feel like this one doesn't even need much. But basically, sea trials are conducted to measure a vessel's performance and to test their seaworthiness. So it tests their speed, the way they maneuver, equipment, safety, and all of that. I mean, it's safe to say that maybe they didn't test the Titanic enough, because I mean, it sank. So yeah, I guess this is where the problem of the Titanic started, because they tested it and they said it was good enough to carry a bunch of people to a bunch of different places, and it ended up sinking on its very first trip. So there goes that. Now, last but not least, on the way back when segment for this episode, this happened in 1800, exactly 224 years ago this week. During this week in 1800, Ludwig van Beethoven leads the premiere of his first symphony in Vienna. I mean, we all know who Beethoven is. His music still to this day is being played, still lives on. I still had it on my playlist yesterday. And I mean, his first symphony literally premiered 224 years ago. That is a long time, and that's what they call evergreen, for the fact that there are still people who know the name Beethoven till today, who still listen to his symphonies, to his recordings till this day. Is just mind blowing. That kind of legacy is really, really impactful, really strong, and something that a lot of people aspire to, but it just also takes a lot of work. I feel like now, especially during this day, it takes a whole lot more to do something so impactful that it will transcend generations, just like Beethoven's music has transcended generations. But that is going to wrap it up for the segment way back when for this episode. Let's now delve into see some things that are buzzing right now. As usual, there's always something buzzing. There's always a bunch of things buzzing. In short, it's so difficult to keep up with everything that is buzzing during this day and age, because you feel like you are up to date, and then someone is like, "Have you heard this?" And you're like, "Oh my God, no way." And they're like, "Oh wow, you are so not up to date." So these days, I don't even just try to stress myself trying to feel like I'm keeping up with everything. For this episode, I have two things. One, not so good. So Chance Perdomo passed away, and he's an actor. He was a British-American actor, and I personally know him from the After movie series, and I really love this character from throughout the movies, right from the first movie. His character, the character I played, was so chill. And everyone who worked with him are full of nothing but good words about how kind and down to earth he was. And he was so young too, just 27. And he died of a motorcycle accident. And that must have been really tragic. That's really tragic, especially for his friends and family, those close to him. It's so sad. Especially when you lose someone so young. Even when you lose someone older, it's still sad. But someone so young who still has their life in front of them is so, so devastating. And I really didn't feel good about it. When I saw it, I just felt like it got punched, because I was like, wow, so shocking. And I don't know why, but it seems like this year there've been a lot of young deaths within the entertainment industry. I don't say Hollywood, but the entertainment industry, they've just been a lot of young deaths, and it's just really sad and disheartening. We certainly could do without news like this most of the time, but unfortunately, you know, one can't decide that. So that's definitely out on people's minds at the moment. Also, onto something a little more lighthearted. All American season 6 is back on. They released their very first episode earlier this week on Monday, April the 1st. And it's been over a year since people, also I am part of people, since we have been waiting for this season of All American. For those of you who are fans of the show, I know you guys have already seen it. Although some people wait for it to come on Netflix, I do not think I have that kind of patience. And I really don't know if it's a win-win or a lose-lose, because the anxiety of waiting for each episode to come out, oh my goodness. At least if it's on Netflix, you know that all the episodes are out and you can just watch it at the same time. But waiting every week to see one episode, and knowing All American, they know how to stress people with their storylines. They know how to keep you on the edge of your seats. You literally be like, oh my God. I was so deluded. because I felt like, okay, this is the first episode of the season, so it's going to be chill, it's going to be smooth sailing, they're going to, you know, slowly get into the drama. But no, they're delving headfirst into the drama this season, and honestly, I feel like this is setting the tone for the rest of the season. But people are so excited for the show to be back on air. I feel like it's one of CW's most beloved shows, so people can't wait to get into the season. I certainly am excited to see what they come up with for this season. Now, that's it for what's buzzing right now. Moving on to the question of this episode. So last week's question was, you know, what you do if social media was going to be cancelled and whatnot. But the question of this episode is, I sincerely don't even know what brought this question to my mind, but the question is, if you had the option to add, say, maybe 5 hours to the 24 hours in this day, or okay, because I like rounding off, let's say you had the option to add 6 hours, right? But you can only add that 6 hours either to the daytime or to the nighttime. Would you either extend the nighttime or extend the daytime? So you have 6 more hours to add, but you can't split it between daytime and nighttime. You can only add it to daytime or nighttime. Where are you adding your extra 6 hours? Let me know what your opinion on that is. Let me know how you're going to manage that, and why, if you're going to be extending nighttime, why are you extending the nighttime? If you're going to be extending the daytime, why are you extending the daytime? So that's the question of this episode. Now, moving on to what popped into my mind today as I was preparing for this episode, which is what I also like to refer to as like my main takeaway. I just suddenly realized yesterday that I don't daydream anymore. And I know that may sound weird, but I used to be such a daydreamer. Like, literally, I used to have my head in the cloud all the time. And I don't know why, when I realized that I don't daydream anymore, I almost panicked, because I'm like, does that mean I'm suddenly becoming boring? Does that mean I'm suddenly no longer dreaming anymore? Does that mean like I'm giving up on those things that used to make me excited and form my daydreams? I don't know why. Or does that mean I've just simply become too busy to have time for that? I'm trying to go with too busy to have time for that, because I mean, otherwise it will be really sad. I know having your head in the cloud all the time, I mean, it's not being the Lulu, is not the Solulu, as otherwise our contrary to what is being said on TikTok, although sometimes it can be nice. But sometimes having that something to hang on to, those dreams to hang on to make you feel closer to what you want to achieve, can be really helpful. I know they were helpful to me, and just realizing that I don't daydream anymore was, I don't know, it felt weird. It felt not good. It felt like I just gave up on it or something. I don't know. And I know it's not like a reflection on my life or the things I'm pursuing, like personally or professionally, but I don't know why it just felt weird. It struck me as odd. Because I used to, and like, has that ever happened to you? First of all, were you the daydreaming type, or the type that used to dream about stuff? And was there ever a time where you just suddenly couldn't or didn't anymore? Like, why did that happen? And also, do you believe that daydreaming helps? I feel like it does. Sometimes you just need to escape reality. And I mean, I do that by listening to music or reading novels. But sometimes, just escaping in your own head helps a lot, and is way more effective than those other worlds in books or that you go through music. And I just felt hard that I didn't do it anymore, that I didn't used to daydream anymore, which is weird in itself. But yes, if you are a dreamer, don't stop, just keep. Sometimes it's just a little fuel, gives a little boost. Because as long as I can see myself, as long as I can mentally picture myself somewhere where I want to be, then it's not as unattainable. It doesn't seem as unattainable. It doesn't seem as impossible as it may be. So I certainly am a supporter of, you know, dreaming, picturing yourself where you want to be and how you want to be, it certainly helps to guide you. It certainly helps to put you in that frame of mind. And like I said earlier, you know, you attract the energy that you put out. So why not start trying to attract the energy of where you want to be by mentally putting yourself there? So I guess that's also a subtle nudge to myself to not completely give up on dreaming about things, about where I want to be, you know, because sure, we want to be practical and everything, and we want to live in the now, but sometimes the now can suck. I'm not even going to lie about that. Now, let us get into the new segments that I said I was going to introduce before we round up with our usual confessions and I might ask O's. And it's my watch list. Currently, I'm watching a bunch of things, but top on the list is this K-drama called Queen of Tears. Now, I think I said this in an earlier episode, if you snub K-drama, you may be passing up on some really good entertainment. I mentioned it before, like, okay, for people who want to watch movies for the convoluted, twisted, complicated plots, maybe it is not exactly for you, even though they are K-drama like that. I mean, you guys watch Squid Game. I did not watch Squid Game because that's not the type I like to dally in. But Squid Game was big. Yeah, I watched it. And I think y'all watched Glory as well. Koreans, they shoot really good, like horror stories, like action movies. They are really, really good because I watched Bloodhounds. Bloodhounds had me on the edge of my seats. But currently, I'm watching Queen of Tears and we've gotten to the halfway point, so I'm just going to give an halfway review. It's a weekly show, it's on Netflix, it comes out on Saturday and Sunday every week, and we're currently up to 8 episodes. It's going to have 16 episodes because it's a limited series, and these 8 episodes are taking us from one end of the earth to another end in the emotional roller coaster that we've been on. Like, 1 minute you're laughing, the next minute you are so pissed off, the next minute you are so sad, but it's so much fun. And it's co-stars Kim Soo-yeon and Kim Jo-won, who are really big. I mean, Kim Soo-yeon is the highest paid actor in Korea, so he never picks bad scripts. Like, he doesn't act just to act. Like, when he picks a script, you know that there's going to be something there. And the plot of this movie, they just managed to balance it out so well. They managed to balance the romance out with the realistic, you know, scenarios of their lives, with the troubles that they are going through. So basic rundown, the female lead, she's a rich heir, she's a businesswoman, she's the CEO of a huge, huge department store. The male lead is a lawyer that works for our company because they're a conglomerate, so he's the lawyer, is the head of the legal department of that same company. Now, his family is not as well off, it's not a chibo family, it's not a conglomerate family like they like to refer to. And you know that there's always this discrepancy, there's always this difference between the social statuses of those conglomerate families and those who are not, because they're just not on the same social level or the same social status. But they did get married and it seemed to be working, so the show started off with a couple already married. Currently, what I feel like what the show is trying to show is the battle of them, you know, fighting through and staying in that marriage, fighting through, you know, the family not really entirely being supportive, fighting through an ex coming in and trying to sabotage the company with infiltrators. So at the moment where we are now, they've collected their company from them. It was a really well executed scheme, a scheme of years in the making, well over 20 years of plotting and planning to sabotage them and oust them from their own business. And as at where we stop now, they finally succeeded. They've collected all their shares from them, and the enemy are now in the majority shareholders in their business, and they kicked them out. And it's just so intense and so mind-blowing, because now the game is, are they going to get the business back? How are they going to make it work? And unfortunately, they also got divorced already because they were having marital issues, and he filed for divorce. Then she discovered that she has a certain type of brain tumor and she's dying. So he didn't tell her he filed for divorce because he didn't want to break out, and he was like, she's dying anyway. Then she found out he filed for divorce, and then they got divorced, and now it's just chaos. But I can't wait to see where the story leads to and where it ends. I feel like it's going to be a sad ending one. I'm preparing my mind for it to be a sad ending one because her illness is terminal. So I've just prepared my mind that one of them are going to die. So I'm already mentally fortifying myself that this may not be the happy ending that we all wanted. Just like Big Mouth. Big Mouth was so dope, only for his wife to die at the end in the last episode. Oh my God. I was devastated. But I'm preparing myself already for this one because I feel like it's not giving happily ever after ending. So I'm already mentally prepared. Whatever they are bringing, whatever is coming, I'm mentally prepared for it. Now, as usual, to round off this episode, we are going to be looking at an Am I the Asshole and a confessional as usual. Now, I've got one Am I the Asshole on this episode, and I've got one confessional on this episode as well. So, this says, Am I the asshole for telling my parents and sister that she cannot sit with me at lunch and that she can sit by herself until she gets off her ass and meets friends? So that's the headline. Let's get into the story. Let's get into the details. So she says, I just turned 17 and my sister is 15. I am a junior in high school while my sister is a freshman. My sister doesn't have friends. She used to sit with this one girl at lunch, but she left to sit with another group, so she is sitting by herself. My parents want me to invite her to sit at my table. I told them no. I don't want to have to babysit my sister the one time of the day I can just relax with my friends. I also think she needs to get her ass up and make some of her own friends. She literally will go to school and then go home. She doesn't interact with people. She is in no club or sports. I see her all the time and we live together. I want to keep my friend group to myself and not have to share with my sister since she can't make her own friends. I know for a fact that I would resent her if I have to do this. So my parents asked me and I listed all the reasons why I won't. I told my sister she needs to make her own friends. So am I the asshole? This is a tricky one. I feel like I am in support of the fact that, okay, get out there and make more friends. But maybe she's an introvert and it's not easy for her to make friends. It's a good point to tell her to make friends, but then maybe the delivery is not so good. Because at the end of the day, I feel like she's older and you can better help her show her the ropes. I mean, she's a freshman and no matter what, she is your sister. Maybe you don't have to share your friends, but maybe you don't have to make her feel so alone either, and maybe you don't have to go about it the wrong way. I feel like the reason why it's coming off sounding too rude is because it's not just that you want her to make her own friends, you also feel hostile about the fact that you have to share your friends with her if she has to sit with you at the table. Because if the motivation was, okay, I would like you to make your own friends, you know, have your own group, you know, have the people that you talk to. If that was the mindset that you're coming from, the delivery of this will come out much better. But I feel like the main motivation is, I don't want to share my friends, I don't want to babysit. And I mean, she's 15. That's not a kid. I don't think you necessarily need to babysit a 15-year-old. So I feel like just because the motive may be a little bit selfish, that's why it's coming off sounding the wrong way. So definitely your delivery of it, I feel like that's an asshole move. Like, you want her to make your own friends, that's a really good thing and that's definitely advisable. Definitely, of course, she'll have to make her own friends at some point. But is that really the main reason why you don't want her to sit with you at your table? And even if that is, you could definitely find a better way to put it to not sound like an asshole, because now it's just sounding like, oh my God, sounding not too good. But guys, what are your opinions? Is that an asshole move? Is there in between? Is there a balance? Now, last but not least, we have our confessions as usual, and you know they are always short and straight to the point. I lied about how much I made at my previous job and told them I wouldn't take anything less than a 10% increase in pay. They were desperate and needed someone qualified. I make double what I was making now. I mean, go girl, go guy, whichever one you are, like, I mean, get the money that you need. As long as you know that you're skilled enough to give the services that you're being paid for, then you should be paid what you're worth. And if they're able to pay what you're worth, then by all means, please, a win is a win. I definitely don't feel like maybe that's criminal. But a win is a win. Maybe they weren't paying you what you're worth where you were before. So why would you leave where you are before and still go to another place and tell them that same price that was not worth your effort and skills? Like, makes no sense. So to me, that's boss moves right here. Make the money that you are worth for the job that you do. That's it for this episode of the Just a Little Filtered podcast. I had so much fun chilling with you guys today, and I hope you had the same amount of fun if you were cleaning, washing, doing your chores, just chilling, hanging out at work. I hope you had a good time listening. Do not forget to follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever it is that you listen from. Links to the show's social media are also in the description of each episode. Do not forget to send in your answers to the question of the episode, and let me know your thoughts on our social media on the Am I the Asshole segments. And you can also share questions that you like to ask or things that you would love to have featured on the show. It's still very much in the beginning phases right now, so you know, whenever I get a good idea, I try to implement it and see how it goes on the show and how you guys like it. So let me know what you think. Till the next episode, keep chilling, keep vibing, keep staying in great and positive energy, and I guess we'll chat next week.